private sector jobs this month. That's 9,000 short of economists' predictions.
Federal officers arrested 156 illegal immigrants and other people eligible to be deported from around the Chicago area over the last 6 days. That's according to Homeland Security. ICE targeted illegal immigrants and legal immigrants whose criminal records made them eligible for deportation. Quick look at your numbers on Wall Street. Currently, the Dow is up over 300 points. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A woman in Manhattan gave a one-star review on Yelp and ZocDoc. Now, guess what? The doctor decided he was going to sue her for defamation. Now, the woman has already spent $20,000 defending herself against the suit, and she explains what was so weird about the doctor's appointment that she had.
He told me that I would be getting an ultrasound. I thought that was a little odd, but I had said I was there for an annual.
Michelle Levine is a woman who posted the bad review. She explains her reaction after she found out she was being sued for $1 million.
At first, I was in disbelief. That's not defamatory. Everything I wrote is true.
Levine also explains why she posted the reviews online.
I just wanted to help people. I wrote it with the best intentions of telling people, look, this is what happened to me. Don't go here.
Levine also said then that she was billed over $400 for that ultrasound because it was not covered under insurance. A large explosion ripped through a UPS vehicle maintenance facility in Kentucky this morning, leaving at least two people with non-life-threatening injuries. The two people were transported to a local hospital while at least six others were taken to the hospital as a precaution. It is believed that welding tanks exploded, blowing a huge hole through the roof of the facility. And finally, it was back on this date in 1990 when Mikhail Gorbachev arrived in Washington, D.C. for his three-day summit with then-President George Bush. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun. All right, welcome to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Today it's already 3:03 and it is on May 30th. I want to give you an update on the weather. If you've been like us, everybody's been just like, oh, come on, where's the sun? But anyway, this afternoon, slight chance of showers after 3 p.m., partly sunny with a high of 74. Tonight, chance of showers mainly after 11 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 60. Thursday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers likely and a possibility of thunderstorms after 2 p.m., cloudy with a high near 71. Showers likely again and possibly thunderstorm before 2 a.m. on Thursday night, then scattered showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a low of 65. Friday is the same, mostly cloudy with a high near 85. And then again through Friday night, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, low around 67. And then this is going to happen on our community day, too. But we want you to come out to the 4-H area of Ringo's, New Jersey, for the community day. It's Saturday. Scattered showers, mostly cloudy with a high of 77. And then the same with a low about 59 on Saturday night. Chance of showers continue on Sunday. Mostly cloudy with a high of 68 and a low of 54. And there you go. So let me just tell you about this Hunterdon County Community Day. It is Saturday, June 2nd. And it's at the county fairgrounds, where they have the 4-H fair, and that's the South County Park. at 1207 Route 179, Ringo's, New Jersey. And it's from 11 to 4. It's going to be a great time. They have petting zoo and pony rides, vendors, reptile show, all kinds of stuff going on. And we're going to be there. So we hope you'll join us. Right now, we're just going to go to a quick break. And then we're going to have talented people. At, what we're going to focus on today, our guest, her name is Elisa Charters. And she's one of the speakers at this Friday's Metro Women's Leadership Summit at the Newark Liberty International Airport Marriott. And this is an event for men and women, and it's a must-do. It's going to be like 500 people there plus, and anyone's going to be there. So just stay with us for a second. We'll be talking to her about it, learning more about her. And thanks for listening in to Talented People Today. Stand by.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hi, again, it's Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. My guest calling in today on the line is Elisa Charters. Are you there, Elisa?
I am.
We're so glad to have you on today. We're really looking forward to learning a little bit more about you and what you're going to be doing this Friday at the Metro Women's Leadership Summit out at the Marriott in Newark. So welcome to our show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? I was reading your bio, and it's quite interesting, and you've accomplished so much in such over the years, I should say.
Well, I used to be in the real estate development business for a while, working for a bi-state agency for about 15 years. I worked for the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, and I did many different things there, but mostly real estate development. I worked on the World Trade Center redevelopment program after 9/11. I worked on the Hoboken South Waterfront Project and the Queens West Project, which is on the other side of the East River. While I was at the Port Authority, I was actually the president of their employee resource group, which was their Port Authority Hispanic Society. And that really got me involved with advocating for our community.
That's quite a bit of information. I mean, that's a lot of stuff. So, I mean, we want to really take it slow and kind of go through each part of it. So why don't you just go back a little, take us back a little bit in time. I mean, with what you talk about with 9/11 and all of the work that you've done and the Port Authority. I mean, oh my goodness. Tell us about what it was like doing all the work that you were doing and how that affected people.
Extremely exciting, I have to say. There was always just so many interesting projects to work on. And honestly, I think the reason why I had such a positive experience was the support system I had within the agency. There were very, very influential, strong women, a lot of feminists who helped support my career development, and which, you know, led to these very, very exciting, you know, opportunities in spaces where young women traditionally did not work. So I was very fortunate for those opportunities. And, it just, gave me a range of experience, everything from, like, operational experience where, I mean, I would sometimes find myself crawling, like, underneath the toll booths of the George Washington Bridge.
What? Really?
And then, standing on top of World Trade Center or even in the ventilation air systems, testing the paint chips, for the ventilation systems of Lincoln Tunnel and Holland Tunnel.
Wow.
And, and that morphed into other positions, in budgeting and then real estate development.
That is just absolutely fascinating. And so the diversity side of it comes in, I can see it in many different places. Can you talk to that a little bit?
Yeah, so when I was doing a rotational program as a fellow at the Port Authority, that was like earlier on in my career, one of the rotations I did was with the audit department, and one of the senior auditors was Latino, And he happened to be the president of the ERG there, and he had recommended that I come to a meeting. And so I went to the meeting, and it was just a wonderful opportunity to just talk about different people's cultures, and we did things with other ERGs, celebrating their different holidays and customs. And it just gave us all insights. It kind of gave us that cultural intelligence, just hearing people's stories coming from different places in life. I mean, New York City in general and the surrounding region is a melting pot, right?
So, oh, yes.
So we got to really embrace those cultures. So it was a great opportunity.
Can you give us a couple examples?
Well, for instance, my mother's Peruvian. So, you know, I spent a lot of my life going to Peru. And so, you know, to me that was second nature, but a lot of people wanted to learn more about the Peruvian culture, heard about Machu Picchu and, you know, the different terrain in Peru. That was something I could talk about. I was not Puerto Rican, but I wound up getting to march in the Puerto Rican Day Parade, which was like an experience I don't think I ever would have encountered. And then, you know, we did events with the, you know, women's groups, the... you know, Rainbow Coalition there, talking about different issues pertaining to the gay community, which, you know, gave us some insights to help us really open our eyes and our hearts and empathize with different people's walks in life.
And I want to ask you, because we're talking about the upcoming event this Friday at the Newark Liberty International Airport Marriott, which is the Metro Women's Leadership Summit. Just before we go to our first break, can you tell a little bit about what you'll be talking about that on this Friday?
Yes. Well, so in my role here as part of the steering committee, I represent Latina Surge, which is a young 501c3 that I co-founded with two other women, Annie and Lisa Salas. And our mission, basically, is to educate and advocate for diversity and inclusion and to seek representation on boards and in executive management, which reflects the diversity of our growing dynamic in our society here in the States. So, you know, with that, I'm going to be talking about different, you know, issues of empowerment and how we as women really need to embrace our own self-empowerment. We typically get involved in different campaigns, whether they're equal pay or in power. It's a hashtag in power, like we are in power versus like maybe, you know, waiting for someone to empower us. You know, that's sort of a passive way of empowerment that we see. So we really want to encourage women to take that step and negotiate for themselves and understand their own power to make a change and make a difference in whatever they want to do. Another campaign we do is Surge to Reward, which is our vision to, you know, have a most effective workplace, workforce, marketplace, where our potential as women and women of color is appreciated and our values treated with parity. So we want to see this holistic treatment by, you know, by corporate America, but also by government. And it's not about just like our disposable income as a growing, you know, Latina dynamic or a growing female dynamic, but rather, you know, a holistic approach to making sure that we are an integral part of the workforce and society. So, you know, within the breakout sessions, there's 40 panels that are being offered. There's 100 women speaking. So this is really, I believe, going to be one of the most significant women's empowerment opportunities and events here in New Jersey.
Well said. And that is going to be this Friday, right? It's 2 days away.
Yeah, 2 days away. And there is still time to register. So
right.
I suggest people, at least at a minimum, check out the website, which is www.metrowomenssummit.com.
All right, listen.
And And I guess I should just know, you know, to your question, you know, which panels I'll be speaking
Wait,
on.
We're going to talk about that as soon as we get back from the break right now. I'm dying to hear more because there's a lot you were just talking about, and we want to take that all in for the next 15 minutes after our quick break. So I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People, and my guest is Elisa Charters. She's calling in today on behalf of the upcoming event for the Metro Women's Leadership Summit this Friday. So go to the website. It's Metro Women's Summit, and sign up.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I hope you're having a great day. We're talking about the Metro Women's Leadership Summit that's going to be held this Friday, June 1st, up at the Newark Liberty International Marriott at the airport in Newark. And our guest today on the line is Elisa Charters. You may have kind of followed along. I had Carol Gable on the show speaking about this Women's Summit, as well as Joan Verplank. They were both formerly with the State of New Jersey Chamber of Commerce and also with the State of Delaware. And they have put together, along with their sponsors, as Elisa mentioned, about 100 women speakers on this Friday, 40 breakout sessions. It's going on, and it's not to be missed. If you're anyone who's anyone, you're going to want to be there. Elisa is telling us a little bit about herself and also about her presentation that's coming up. So there, are you back, Elisa?
I sure am.
All right. Thank you for hanging in there during the break. Before we went to our break, you were telling us a little bit about what you wanted to talk about, what you're going to be speaking about. And, you know, there was just a lot to that. So I thought maybe if you could take a couple minutes, because we do have about 15 minutes, actually, to just go through each one of them and to let us know what it is that you want people to walk away with after Friday.
Okay. So, you know, to your point, I do have to say that, you know, the executive director of this summit, Carol Gable and the co-chairs, Joe Verplank and also Mary Baker, they've done an amazing job to really make sure that they're covering various professional backgrounds and various cultures of different women and ensuring that those talents are represented. And, I mean, some of the lists, you know, the partners are just, it's really, really incredible. There's Lupe, there's Latina Surge, there's eWomen Network, the Latino Action Network, the Black Business Alliance, the Women's Political Caucus of New Jersey, the Asian Indian Chamber of Commerce, and the list goes on and on. So I'm just so impressed with the vision that these women have, and I'm really, really excited about what this program offers. So in terms of, you know, some of these breakout sessions and panels, I think some of my favorite ones are The Coolest Women and How They Handle the Heat. Huh. And that's basically going to be a panel that involves women who run some of the most important operations in our state. Clarelle DeGraff is part of the leadership of the PATH transit system, and Diane Eller is part of the Tunnels, Bridges, and Terminals programming, and she runs operations there. And then Dr. Shrani Zinzuwadia, she's an MD in emergency, in the emergency room at four different hospitals in urban areas like Jersey City. So when we talk about how the coolest women handle the heat, we're going to really cover issues about, you know, obviously these are traditionally male-dominated, you know, spaces. And, you know, you have to be really hold your cool when you're dealing with emergency response and obviously life and death situations. And so how do these women stay calm in the, you know, the heat of the extreme circumstance?
I can't wait to hear what
they're saying. And what is their process of thinking? You know, there's minute-to-minute decision-making that has to happen. So how can they share with other women how they stay authentic to themselves in that decision-making, but also, you know, make sure that they're following procedures, but also maintaining certain expectations of them, which may be male-dominated, and what does that all mean? So I think that's a tremendous insight that can be brought to the table for many other women, maybe that don't necessarily handle extreme circumstances, but even in day-to-day jobs and how you overcome certain points of adversity.
And one thing I want to mention is that I did have Carol Gable on Talented People Television, and she was also mentioning that this event, as much as it's named the Metro Women's Leadership Summit, it's really for anybody out there, men included, but mostly to know that they're trying to redefine the ladder, and they are trying to kind of kick it sideways. Don't follow it up. Become more of yourself. And this is for anyone at any level who's interested in coming out to be with, like, a really 500-plus of the leaders of New Jersey, all women. So I just wanted to make sure people knew that, because what you were saying, it is how these ladies handle the heat, picturing the jobs you were just describing and considering the extraordinary responsibilities. That's definitely a breakout to attend. I mean, my goodness, how much could you learn in just that with the panel members, huh?
Yeah, it's really incredible. And like you said, you know, the women lead be focused on women supporting women, but also, you know, it's inclusive. Like you said, men are certainly, you know, we're all part of the equation. We all have to work together. So we definitely invite men to attend this event. And we will be talking about how important it is to have men mentoring women so that we can take on these roles. You know, these relationships between men and women in the workplace are very critical. So, yes, I would say we were definitely inclusive to that end. And I think we just really want to have higher heights for everyone involved. So I guess, you know, I could also point to, you know, the fact that these breakout sessions are very unique as well. Like, they're not all just finance. They're all not just healthcare. So if you're somebody who's coming from the healthcare industry, you're definitely going to gain some experience from attending this summit. because we're covering things outside of, you know, the traditional healthcare types of events. So another example is like the degrees of violence against women. We'll be talking about equal pay and parity and, you know, what differentials there are. You know, when we think about violence against women, we think we can think as extreme as murder, but in reality, you know, gender parity has a lot to do with violence against women because women cannot necessarily evolve educationally or in society if they're being paid half what others are being paid. So that's another aspect. And it's very, very supportive in the sense that we're going to have elected officials there who will talk about being the first. Governor Whitman will be there to talk about what it means to her. As a matter of fact, I believe she was the founder of this original summit, you know, a decade or two ago, and it's morphed into various types of events. And so this Metro group has come together now because it's really such a critical time for women in society, and in you know, corporate America.
It's really actually very, very impressive. And if anybody wants to go and see the speakers and the lineup, the agenda, I just want you to know to go to Metro Women's with it's just one S, MetroWomenSummit.com. And it is this Friday, all day long, starts really early, around 7:30, with some networking breakfast registration opportunities. And then it goes all the way through with a cocktail party, actually, at like 5:30 in the evening. But between that time, there's going to be over 100 speakers, and there's going to be over 500 attendees. And then there's some interesting opportunities. One of the things Carol Gable mentioned was that they it's kind of like if you sign up, you can actually set up your profile, have a chance to win a free two free United tickets, United tickets, round trip tickets, and then just go from maybe you get a chance to meet a lot of these women that day, or maybe you don't, but you're going to be connected with them because of the database that Pantem is creating to allow everybody to network. So it's already 3:27. My guest today is Lisa Charters. We're talking about the Metro Women's Leadership Summit, and we're going to go to our news and weather. Again, I'm Jeannie Murphy. Thanks for staying with us, and we'll be right back.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump signed the Right to Try Act, which will give terminally ill patients greater access to experimental treatments. This was a promise the president made during the State of the Union address.
We also believe that patients with terminal conditions, terminal illness, should have access to experimental treatment immediately. It's time for Congress to give these wonderful, incredible Americans the right to try.
A top North Korean official is set to land at New York's JFK Airport today for talks aimed at salvaging a summit between President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Congressman David Schweikert of Arizona believes a summit will happen.
We got to sort of work through what we want from them, what they're willing to give us, and keep pushing and keep pushing.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
A pair of reports on the U.S. economy are released, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes takes a look at them.
The nation's economy grew at an annualized rate of 2.2% in the first 3 months of the year, according to the Commerce Department. That report on GDP matches what experts had projected. When it comes to jobs, the government's report won't be released until Friday, but the figure in Wednesday's ADP private payrolls report says the economy created 178,000 private sector jobs this month. That's 9,000 short of economists' predictions.
Federal officers arrested 156 illegal immigrants and other people eligible to be deported from around the Chicago area over the last 6 days. That's according to Homeland Security. ICE targeted illegal immigrants and legal immigrants whose criminal records made them eligible for deportation. Quick look at your numbers on Wall Street. Currently, the Dow is up over 300 points. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A woman in Manhattan gave a one-star review on Yelp and ZocDoc. Now, guess what? The doctor decided he was going to sue her for defamation. Now, the woman has already spent $20,000 defending herself against the suit, and she explains what was so weird about the doctor's appointment that she had.
He told me that I would be getting an ultrasound. I thought that was a little odd, but I had said I was there for an annual.
Michelle Levine is a woman who posted the bad review. She explains her reaction after she found out she was being sued for $1 million.
At first, I was in disbelief. That is not defamatory. Everything I wrote is true.
Levine also explains why she posted the reviews online.
I just wanted to help people. I wrote it with the best intentions of telling people, look, this is what happened to me. Don't go here.
Levine also said then that she was billed over $400 for that ultrasound because it was not covered under insurance. A large explosion ripped through a UPS vehicle maintenance facility in Kentucky this morning, leaving at least two people with non-life-threatening injuries. The two people were transported to a local hospital while at least six others were taken to the hospital as a precaution. It is believed that welding tanks exploded, blowing a huge hole through the roof of the facility. And finally, it was back on this date in 1990 when Mikhail Gorbachev arrived in Washington, D.C. for his three-day summit with then-President George Bush. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun. All right, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People, and we have two events that we're talking about that we want to talk to you about today. The first one pertains to the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, because this is where we're broadcasting from, our Hunterdon County Chamber radio station on Main Street in Flemington, New Jersey. Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is presenting the 5th annual Hunterdon County Community Day. And there's a lot of work that goes into this. It's Saturday, June 2nd at the County Fairgrounds, South County Park, 1207 Route 179 in Ringo's. It's from 11 to 4. All kinds of great things going on. Petting zoo, pony rides, vendors, reptile show, everything you can expect, tethered balloon rides, and more. And I want everyone to know that it's going to be a fun day. Hope you can come out and join us. There's going to be food, games, and music, as you know. And then, as we always rely on our awesome sponsors, Unity Bank, the Hunterdon Healthcare System, the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and it's going to be a great day, so I hope you'll make it out there with us. We also want to talk about what we're talking about right now with my guest who's calling in, Elisa Charters. She's talking about the Metro Women's Leadership Summit that's going to be at the Newark Liberty International Airport Marriott on this Friday from 7:30 in the morning till probably 7:30 or so at night. Elisa, are you there?
I sure am.
Thanks so much for your time today. It's just so interesting to talk to you, thinking about everything that you've done in your career what you've mentioned today and what, what you're looking forward to have accomplished at this event on Friday. So why don't you share with everybody else out there a little bit more that you know of, because we're learning from you.
Sure. Well, you know, I should say, though, I'm very impressed, too, with our sponsors, PSE&G, AT&T, United, all of which have stepped up to the plate because they believe that this is such an important, you know, event. If it wasn't for Linda Berry McCormick, I don't think I would be involved. So I'm really excited that they reached out to me to be part of this team. And also Markham, which is, very interested in supporting women. So I'm really thrilled to see that all of these sponsors were quick to jump on board and support this effort. The speakers, I have to say, I just can't wait for the morning to start. We have First Lady Tammy Murphy, who's going to be opening with her keynote. And I think that's really exciting because I think she's really taking a new approach to what it means to be a first lady in the state of New Jersey and defining it in her own very unique way. And I think that's very empowering. And she will be introducing Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver, and which is, you know, equally exciting because, our new Lieutenant Governor is a Black woman who is now Lieutenant Governor, and you know, this is an event of firsts, so we're really excited to celebrate that notion. We also mentioned that Governor Christine Todd Whitman will be there. She's going to be speaking right after the luncheon, and she's the one and only woman governor that the state has had. So again, talking about firsts and, you know, the women who've actually accomplished breaking the glass ceiling. So we're going to be hearing about those experiences directly, and I think that's so rich in opportunity.
It absolutely is. And then talk about the daytime, the lunchtime keynote speaker. Do you know much about her?
I do not, but I'm very excited to hear what she has to say. I know that she bootstrapped her way to be, a big business network organization in North America, as eWomen Network. And I think her outreach is tremendous, and I'm excited to learn more, I have to say. Like, I've read some people's, some of the women's bios, and they really blow me away in terms of the expertise. And also, the journey that each of these women have taken, which we'll get to hear and we'll get to ask questions about and we'll actually get to learn about. And I think that is so powerful for women interested in those unique areas. Her name is Sandra Yancey, by the way. I don't know if I...
Yeah, no, I was going to say, I'm looking at a picture of her, and I was going to tell everybody her name's Sandra Yancey. Now, this is... I don't know how to explain it. When you mention the lineup of Tammy Murphy and our Lieutenant Governor and then, Governor Whitman, and then... This is Sandra Yancey, who's the keynote for lunch, right? So, I mean, anyway, she influences over like a million women on eWomen's Network, but I'm going to read a little bit. It says, I'm an ordinary woman from a small town. My father died on my birthday when I turned 5 years old. My mother from Mexico raised me and my two older brothers on welfare until she remarried. My stepfather died 6 weeks before I married the man I met my senior year in high school. He was a drummer, and no one thought he stood a chance. I lost my brother to a car accident when I was 26, and he was 27. He was killed instantly, no goodbye, no getting over it for a long time. My husband and I are still together. We had to overcome all the regular stuff couples deal with, not to mention shifting careers and paychecks. We raised two children, one of each. We are close-knit family, fiercely protective of each other. These days make those teen years worth it. I invest constantly in my personal development. I earned my master's degree in organizational development from the American University in Washington, D.C., and a two-year postgraduate certification in organization and systems design from the prestigious Gestalt Institute. She got her education while working full-time, no sorority experience, had to pay bills, raise the kids. When it comes to business, she says she's an unlikely success story. She hated networking networking environments, a bunch of small talk, even when they focused on the big dreams, and in a room. So anyway, she goes on and on. She's featured in Chicken Soup for the Entrepreneurial Soul. She's going to be talking about how she really, her goal is out there to make a million women millionaires or so, right?
Yes, and again, this is why I think that this summit is really such a rich experience. You're going to get all of this information from people and experience it with them, and I think that there are many women that can empathize with these challenges. Obviously, Sandra's challenges have been quite extreme, but you know, many of us have been there. And so, you know, how do we get through that? You know, these are the women that are going to help us think about our lives, think about our work-life balance, how we manage it, how we can manage it better, maybe. This is about women supporting women, and again, it's inclusive of men as well. Men are welcome, and like I said earlier, you know, women really do need men to mentor them as well. And sometimes understand and empathize these work-life challenges. So the more communication we have, the more we learn about each other, the better off I think we all will be in society. And I think that's what this summit brings to the table.
Well, you've been a great representative of it today. We're going to go to our last break. It's already 3:40 in the afternoon, real quick. And then we get back. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. And my guest calling in is Elisa Charters. And we're talking about the Metro Women's Leadership Summit this Friday, encouraging you all to go. There's just so much to talk about. But one thing I really do want to do is make sure that you, Elisa, get a little bit more time telling us about yourself and about what you'll be doing this Friday. So we'll be right back right after the commercial break. Stay with us. Thanks for listening, Talented People.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun. All right, welcome back to the show. It's Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Elisa Charters has called in today on behalf of the Metro Women's Leadership Summit with really an extraordinary bio herself. Elisa, before we go to the end of the show, can you kind of recap to everybody a little bit about who you are and what you will be doing this Friday at the Metro Women's Summit?
Well, fundamentally, I'm a Jersey girl, born and raised in New Jersey. I attended New Jersey Institute of Technology. I have a tech background, and most of my experience was working at the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey and doing large infrastructure and real estate projects and negotiations. I'm a survivor of 9/11. I don't think I mentioned that.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm a public speaker on each anniversary, every 9/11. In Essex County, and basically I started Latina Surge because I'm extremely passionate about the inclusion of women, women of color, and the underrepresented. So I've been dedicating my life probably the last 20 years to that effort, and now I'm leading Latina Surge, and it's been growing significantly nationally with the help of the Lean In organization, which was started by Sheryl Sandberg.
Can you tell everybody a little bit about how, if they wanted to get involved with your organization, how would they go about it?
Well, we have a simple splash page, which is www.latinasurge.org. But we're on all social media channels, and I would suggest people look us up at Latina Surge on Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn or Twitter, and you can see all the different events, the empowerment events that we've done over the last 3 years in New York, New Jersey, and in Miami now of late.
That's incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Tell us a little bit about what you're planning on doing on Friday.
Well, speaking of nonprofits, I've been asked to be the moderator for the one panel that's named You Need More Than Passion to Run a Nonprofit. So basically, I get to moderate an amazing panel of women who run NGOs, which are non-governmental organizations internationally, and as well as nonprofits here in the States. And the whole idea is to really give attendees insights to what you need to do. If you have passion about a cause, by all means, pursue it. But be educated about it. Don't wind up, you know, burning out early on, making the wrong decisions that many of us have made. Learn from our mistakes. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about what you need to know, how you need to file, and, you know, what kind of legal and fiduciary responsibilities you have to have. That's basically what we want to cover.
And you'll be moderating that.
Yes, and I think, you know, I'm really excited to have the experience and perspective of both, you know, the national 501c3 status to the NGO. As I had mentioned, Lean In has been a partner, and they have, you know, last year they invited me out to Palo Alto. Latina Surge was one of 75 circles selected from 33,000 globally to participate in an intensive leadership program in Palo Alto. And there were women from Poland, from India, from the Middle East, you name it. We had different representatives, and it was just so exciting because they were all working towards these volunteer efforts to help, you know, various causes. And so I'm really excited to bring that experience to the panel by asking specific questions and hopefully drawing out that information to share with our audience.
What an incredible opportunity for the guests to be able to be at that event. I mean, that really is going to be something. I mean, my goodness, that's unheard of. And I'm sure you're going to bring so much information back. And knowing what you've done, I mean, people out there are going to be so fortunate to be able to go to that event, to that breakout. Are you doing more than one breakout during the day, or which track is that?
Okay, so there's going to be four breakout sessions. So the first is each session is about 1 hour long. So you can choose, you know, 2 in the morning, you know, right after Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver speaks, we'll wind up having 2 back-to-back breakout sessions. Then we'll have the luncheon and hear what, you know, about Sandra Yancey's story and journey. And then there'll be 2 additional breakout sessions afterwards that you can choose. There are probably about 7 to 10 breakout sessions, panels within each breakout session, because, again, collectively there's 40 panels to choose from. And then at the end, there's going to be a networking event. I think that goes from 5 to 6, and that's sponsored by Markham. And so that's a nice networking, you know, let loose kind of, you know, opportunity for everyone to kind of socialize and just kind of recap what the experience is all about.
Just looking so forward to it. I can't tell you. I hope everybody else out there knows you can still sign up. You can register online at metrowomenswith1ssummit.com. And Elisa, really what you've shared with us today, we're looking so forward to meeting you and to learning more about what everything that you're doing. If we only have another minute or two, if you want to share anything else that you'd like everybody to know about, please feel free.
Well, I would like everyone to really focus on the fact that there is this whole Equal Pay Day campaign going on. We may hear from it from time to time, and I think it's really important to really focus on what gender parity means, because it really affects many of us, men and women. If there's a single mom who's not being paid equivalently, you know, for no other reason than being a woman, that doesn't make any sense. And her ability to further educate herself, but also her children, whether they're boys or girls, you know, there's ramifications. And so the more we become aware and knowledgeable about the information, I think the more we can advocate for change that really will make society a better place.
Absolutely. Do you have any tips out there for anyone who's listening that falls into that category and just wants to have some type of change while we're advocating?
My best advice is, number one, your voice box is free. Use your voice box. Talk about it. Learn how to negotiate. Talk to someone else. Come to this summit. Talk to women about how you can negotiate your way under different situations. There are so many women from different walks of life that are going to be there, whether they're attending or they're speaking, and you're going to have an opportunity to talk with them about how to change your life. Each one of us is in power to make a difference in our own lives.
I love the way you say the voice box is free. That's great. Very true. All right. Well, anything else you'd like to say, now or never, I'd like to say?
Come and attend the summit.
Right.
Don't miss it, please.
Yes.
And share the information about it as well.
Yeah, that's what we can really use. Mm-hmm.
And obviously, thank you so much for this opportunity.
Oh.
I really enjoyed talking about this event, and I hope to meet you in person.
I definitely will look forward to meeting you in person as well. And I want to let you know you're welcome back. We'd love to have some follow-up after this event that we could actually share with everybody again. So in the meantime, I guess I'll see you Friday. Have a wonderful afternoon. Elisa Charters calling in on behalf of the Metro Women's Leadership Summit. I'm Jeannie Murphy signing off there, wishing you all the best. Thank you again, Elisa. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. And there we go. So, again, go to the website, sign up, metrowomenssummit.com. And just remember that, you know, Carol Gable and Joan Verplank and Mary Baker, I think is her name, are all the three that put this extraordinary thing on. It's Friday this week, June 1st, at the Newark Liberty International Airport Marriott, all day. And you can register today. So anyway, have a great week. Sun's coming out a little bit. I hope you get to enjoy it. And take care.
USA Radio News.
President Trump weighed in on the Roseanne Barr controversy today on Twitter. The president said Bob Iger of ABC called Valerie Jarrett to let her know that ABC does not tolerate comments like those made by Roseanne Barr. The president said he never received a call from Iger regarding some of the horrible statements made about him on ABC, or he just didn't get the call. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was asked at the Daily Briefing what President Trump's tweet was all about.
He's simply pointing out the bias. The president's pointing to the hypocrisy in the media, saying that the most horrible things about this president, and nobody addresses it. Where was Bob Iger's apology to the White House staff for Jemele Hill calling the president and anyone associated with him a white supremacist? To Christians around the world for Joy Behr calling Christianity a mental illness?
A new study out found that if you wear glasses, you may, keyword is may, be smarter than the average person. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Defense Secretary James Mattis has expressed concern for shipping after an oil tanker was struck by a missile in the Red Sea. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
Secretary Mattis was aboard a military aircraft when he briefed reporters about concerns for shipping in the international waters of the Red Sea.
The threat to the Red Sea shipping was pretty obvious when you saw the tanker get hit by an Iranian-supplied missile to the Houthis. So the implications of this are not insignificant if we don't get this under control.
Houthi rebels from Yemen caused minor damage to the Saudi oil tanker last month when he fired the Iranian-supplied missile.
Last night in Nashville, Tennessee, the president held one of his signature rallies. There were about 5,000 people in attendance who braved the bad weather. Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn explains what it was like to have President Trump in Nashville.
The event was so exciting. We have so many Tennesseans that packed that arena, even in bad weather.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Starbucks closed more than 8,000 shops for a half day yesterday to conduct racial bias training with 175,000 partners or employees, absorbing an estimated $12 million in sales. Now, this all comes after the arrest of two black men last month at a Philadelphia cafe. Kevin Johnson is the CEO of Starbucks. He explains why this was a big deal.
Murray, we serve over 100 million customer occasions a week. And so, you know, the exceptions are some of the things that you mentioned. We've been dealing with those for years. And so we have a set of principles and things that we respectfully ask customers that visit our stores to follow some certain principles and guidelines. And in the rare cases where they don't, we have exceptions and our store partners know how to handle those. So that, too, is part of the training that we gave yesterday.
Johnson also talks about how Starbucks is taking a huge step forward.
For us, it was important to really focus on this and do it in a way that was authentic to Starbucks and in a way that we felt was core to not only our mission and our values, but core to what we try and create in our stores, which is a sense of belonging.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. And finally, the University of Memphis will now offer free tuition to children and spouses of fallen service members. The new policy goes a step further than the Folds of Honor Scholarship, which offers $5,000 to students under the age of 24 whose parents or spouse were severely injured or killed while on active duty. The university's average tuition is around $9,700 per year, which doesn't include some fees, which could also be covered by scholarships. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Yeah.
USA Radio News.
President Trump weighed in on the Roseanne Barr controversy today on Twitter. The president said Bob Iger of ABC called Valerie Jarrett to let her know that ABC does not tolerate comments like those made by Roseanne Barr. The president said he never received a call from Iger regarding some of the horrible statements made about him on ABC, or he just didn't get the call. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was asked at the Daily Briefing what President Trump's tweet was all about.
He's simply pointing out the bias. The president's pointing to the hypocrisy in the media, saying that the most horrible things about this president, and nobody addresses it. Where was Bob Iger's apology to the White House staff for Jemele Hill calling the president and anyone associated with him a white supremacist? To Christians around the world for Joy Behr calling Christianity a mental illness?
A new study out found that if you wear glasses, you may, keyword is may, be smarter than the average person. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.